Well, this is a first in my radio career, at least a first that I'm aware of. One of the missions of my show from before the first show, when I was I was a kid. I had no business getting a talk show 24 years ago. But I had one manager who really believed in me. But I had to sell my vision, my concept. And I said, more than anything, I want to be a watchdog of local government. Yeah, we'll talk about all kinds of other stuff. But what I want the hallmark of this radio show to be is watchdogging local government. Because I believe that when you have especially a one-party region, as we have, I do believe that a lot of media is in the tank for that one party. And so I wanted to be sure that we were watching the people who have so much power and control over our lives. And as you might imagine, there have been a lot of government officials who have not been happy with me and with my show. But I am not aware of anybody in government ever calling my management to complain about our coverage until this week. Let me take you back to several months ago. Well, really a couple years ago, when I started getting tips that Dow Constantine, the King County executive, was using King County Sheriff's personnel as his personal Uber. And with those tips, I had several tips that people were concerned that Constantine was drinking too much, that if there was ever an emergency here in King County, because he was drinking, as it was described to me, most evenings. And again, the taxpayers paying for his personal Uber with King County Sheriff's personnel. And so when we got a new sheriff, Mitzi Johanknik, I asked her about that because it was a story that I'd been tracking, but I wanted to ask the sheriff, and she said she wasn't aware of it. And that was about it for then. But when I asked that question, I've told you many times, Mitzi Johanknik's chief of staff started screaming at Nicole in the studio next to ours. I saw it through the glass. You ambushed her! Well, I asked a question, and I let the sheriff answer it. That's what you're supposed to do when you're in the media. But it was a really bizarre response. And as I was telling that story, I started hearing from a lot of people who work for the King County Sheriff's Office. Now, understand, our coverage was about Dow Constantine and the personal Uber. But then, as I told that story about their bizarre reaction to us watchdogging government, I started getting email after email. I started getting people were contacting me through other ways as well. But I had people who work for the King County Sheriff's Office, and they were telling me how concerned they are, how much chaos there is. I had people at the very highest levels of King County government tell me that they think that there is a growing public safety problem. There are so many unfilled jobs, but they were telling me that the sheriff is in over her head, that she simply is not qualified to run the sheriff's office. And I heard this from multiple sources and people that I trusted, people who have been in meetings with her. And as I've said, I have only one other time in my career, watchdogging government, only one time have I said that a public official, I might disagree with a lot of public officials about policy, but only one time in my career have I just flat out said that somebody was incompetent at their job. And that was Scott Kubley when he was running Seattle Department of Transportation. This was a guy who just could not handle that position. But he was, you know, given millions of tax dollars, violating ethics rules, and funneling it to the bike share industry. And then he got fired because he was so incompetent. And he went to a bike share company, lasted barely a year there after he had, you know, that was his reward for giving them all our tax money. And then they got rid of him because he's just a guy who's way over his head. But that's not a card I play very often. I will talk about disagreements with a lot of public officials, but that's the only time that I've gotten a clear picture of somebody who's over their head. Well, over the last several months, I have gotten the same clear picture about our sheriff, Mitzi Johanknik. And we have been doing a lot of exclusive stories. Our reporter, Carolyn Osorio, has been watchdogging a lot of stories within the sheriff's office. I'm going to read to you an email that I got just yesterday from somebody who asked to stay anonymous. Thank you for doing the exemplary job of focusing on the King County Sheriff. As a longtime veteran of this department, I want to add my voice to the growing number of disillusioned members who are concerned for the lack of leadership. If Sheriff Johanknik ever comes on your show, you may want to ask her why she allows deputies to work the extreme hours of overtime they do. And then he cites, and I haven't been able to confirm it, so I'm not going to read the name, but he cites one deputy who has worked 1,600 hours of overtime. That's beyond normal shift. And then back to the email. Are the taxpayers of King County really getting their money's worth? I would be concerned about his and the public safety. As usual, please don't use my name, as I don't want to become the object of retaliation. And that is the other thing that I've been hearing a lot, is that there is a level of retaliatory vindictiveness in the office. And Dow Constantine is certainly that way as well. But Mitzi Johanknik told us, when we got anonymous sources talking about Dow Constantine, his personal Uber, and all this other stuff, we had an awful lot of people tell us that there was retaliation, that people were being targeted. Longtime veterans of the department, their jobs were being threatened if they ever talked to Cairo Radio or to me. But as I said, never before that I'm aware of has a government official called my management at this radio station to complain about my show. Because most people in government understand that the reason we have a First Amendment is for what the mission of this show is, to be a watchdog of government. And almost everybody in government understands that, first of all, everything I do and say, they might not like it, but it's always well-sourced. And yes, it involves my opinion, because that's what I do. So they just understand that's part of the gig. Sometimes people in media are going to criticize those in government. I am very comfortable with everything we have said about Dow Constantine and about the King County Sheriff's Office. So imagine my shock when our reporter, Carolyn Osorio, did a story on my show on Monday. And after the show, Chief Mitzi Johanknik's, or Sheriff Mitzi Johanknik's Chief of Staff, Liz Rocha, called our management and complained about me and our coverage, said that we were unfair. Well, we have invited Sheriff Johanknik on the show dozens of times throughout our coverage. She promised me during the campaign she would come on our show every single time we call. She, of course, lied to me about that. But when her chief of staff is calling my management to complain about me, do you understand how dangerous this is? If government is trying to get somebody on air I mean, the intent, I'm sure, was to try to get me in trouble, to try to slow me down, to try to, in some way, curtail our coverage. That's not how I operate. I don't like when government in any way tries to intimidate me. In fact, what that does is it reinforces my belief that everything we've said, and I will tell you that before the show this morning, Nicole sent an email to Liz Rocha, once again inviting the sheriff to come on, to because they told my management they're concerned with our coverage. Well, they dang well should be concerned, because it's been very well sourced. It is revealing a department in chaos. I have people who work for the King County Sheriff's Office who are begging us to keep it up because they are so afraid of what's happening. They are telling us that there is a public safety danger. They're telling us that the sheriff is incompetent at her job. If they have any concerns about anything we've done, they are welcome to come on this show. As we extended that invitation earlier today, and I'll say it publicly, but there are a lot of questions that I want to ask about some of our exclusive stories, about the retaliation that they promised they would not engage in against our sources. I want to find out how in the world Liz Rocha, who has never worked in law enforcement, bounced from TV station to TV station to TV station in her prior career. She gets hired by Joe Hanknick. Her predecessor made, I believe it was $145,000 a year, which is pretty good money for being a spokesperson. And Liz Rocha got hired 10% above that at 150-some. And now has gotten another 12% raise in the last year to $171,000 a year. No previous law enforcement experience. And a lot of people are telling me that she is a de facto, you know, department head because her boss, Joe Hanknick, is not good at the job. I want to find out, it being a watchdog of tax dollars, how in the world the chief of staff for Mitzi is making $171,000 a year when the only qualification when she was hired was that she'd been friends with Joe Hanknick for 20 years. And I will tell you, she's horrible at her job. Screaming at my producer when we ask a question about the executive and the tax dollars. And
oh,
so
don't get in trouble. She didn't actually scream.
I saw her yelling.
She was
yelling.
Voicing her opinion loudly.
Okay. Okay. Yelling.
Sternly.
Did I say yelling?
Yes.
I saw it. I saw the head bobbing up and down. So yes, I have a lot of questions. I think it's a department that is in real chaos and trouble. If they want to refute anything that we have said, if they want to challenge any of the exclusives that we've brought you, they are welcome to do so. And if you want to keep calling my management, you can do that too. That's your prerogative. But if you think that's going to silence me in any way, if you think that it's going to slow our roll in any way, yeah. But this is a first that I'm aware of. Maybe others have called and my managers haven't told me. But this is the first one that I'm aware of who has complained about my show. First person in government. Makes you wonder what's really going on there, doesn't it?